What's up, everybody? This is Vishnu Chaudhary, and you are listening to the Vishnu So podcast. On this podcast, we explore topics, ideas, and opportunities of growth in life to become a better version of ourselves. Today, we are going to talk about change. Yeah, that word which you hear in the intro. And today, we are going to cover why people are afraid of change and how change can impact our life. And there is a little concept called law of diffusion, and obviously what are my key takeaways on how to embrace and evolve change in life. So let's grab your headphone and just enjoy the informative and improvising episode of the Vishnu So podcast. Let's go.
Play hard, play clean, change.
This is making a name for ourselves.
If I ask you, do you need to change? And if you said no, I will be worried. Like, you think you have everything figured out emotionally, professionally, and everything is fine. Change is a constant improvement. Infinite mindset represent them that our lives are work in progress and we need to change. Whether we want to make a big change or a change happens to us, we visualize the outcome and we set expectations to that. But this way of thinking can make it difficult to navigate through the change. After all, making a big change in life doesn't happen overnight, right? The road to achievements come with all the sorts of twists, turns, and the dead ends. You know, people often become so obsessed with the expectations that they feel disappointed, or they give up so easily that when the things don't go perfectly. And let's face it, life will never go as planned. Yeah, it's certainly helpful to set goals, but fixing yourself too much on the end result means you are missing out on opportunities for personal development, growth, and even having a little fun along the way. You know, everything around us is constantly changing, whether we perceive it or not. Society changes, technology evolves every day, culture and politics are changing globally. Climate is changing, and our entire civilization has changed in the past decade. The ecosystem of livelihood have also been changed. I think that this world is always in a flux, but what's most important is that we ourselves undergo many changes too, and sometimes we have to react to it. But despite this knowledge, one of the most difficult things human beings learn during their life is how to embrace change. Many people will find change terrifying, and that's normal. It just reminds us that there is something so melancholic and scary in this inevitable passage of time. We see change as too challenging or risky or uncertain. One of the recently conducted neuroscience research have discovered that our brain registers uncertainty the same way they register mistakes. We simply crave to resolve it, and so we could feel comfortable again. Embracing the change means accepting that you can't keep everything under the control. As frightening as this thought is, it's very liberating. In fact, embracing the change is the key to our own growth. As an individual, change highly affects our overall success and happiness. I am young, I am in my teens, and I have gone through a lot of circumstances that taught me confidence, self-care, and faith in myself. We all have read those quotes that change is inevitable and change is the only constant. The only great thing about change which I like is that it never feels natural or easy. This past year's global pandemic have taught us that few things are not in our control, and that's beyond change. Our future is of world with artificial intelligence and machine learning, augmented reality, virtual reality, autonomous vehicles, sentimental robots. Whether we like it or not, these changes are coming. So you must be prepared for them in order to not be left behind. In childhood, I wanted to become an astronaut, but when I researched, I got to know that in upcoming future, at max, the robots are going to work at the front end, so I left it behind. There's a huge wave of technology coming with Web 3.0 and many more, and we need to do our own research in order to fit in and evolve continuously. there is always an opportunity to improve something. And I think people love change, but the problem is that how you present that change makes them feel sudden and scared. I mean, if people have been doing things for their life, just vanishes in a year or moment, so the fear of that is it will set them back. So we must aspire and inspire with the change, and also sometime maybe conspire with the change. If we don't like it, we can react to it, right? The biggest lie we have heard about change is that you have to feel ready in order to change. No, that's not how an innovator thinks. We are not designed to do things that are uncomfortable, but in order to change, we have to do things in our life. With our dreams, we have to face the uncomfortables. We want to change, we want to live a better life. There is a desire. So it's again the question of how you can go from the knowledge perspective to an action oriented. By embracing change, it's all purpose seeking mechanism. When we are in our comfort zone, we live a life of survival. Yeah, I have talked about in our previous episode. It doesn't matter how your life is today. What matters is who you want to become. Or are you just waiting to see change? Or are you willing to pay the price to get there? Let me introduce you to a theory of law of diffusion. It's a concept which I learned from the book Start With Why. It is a great book written by Simon Sinek. Law of diffusion was proposed by Emmett Rogers. It tells us that first 2.5% of the population are innovators, and the big idea people like Elon Musk. Then you have 13.5% that are early adopters. These are the people who are willing to pay premium, suffer the inconvenience, extend an extra energy to be the part of something that reflect their own beliefs. Then early and late majorities, the more cynical and the practical ones. What's in it for me, guy? What is the guarantee? What if it goes wrong? So majority of people are risk intolerant. They have the massive resistance to the change. They will not try something until someone have tried it first. It's a simple philosophy. So when you think of change, what you really do is you aim for early adopters. Those who will say, okay, I will give it a try. And if you get that 15 to 18% of the market penetration, it just tips. Because someone else have tried it, and when it happens, the majority starts to get angry. Why weren't we given that? And boom, that's the demand. We love that. Here are my takeaways from embracing change in our life. Embracing change and evolving with it is an essential for our own growth and become the better version of ourselves. Number one, we can make change. Yes, we can make it happen. The sooner we find out that certain things are not working and they are not helping us to grow, they are just useless. You will be forced by yourself to change it. Just step back in the life and analyze the surroundings and figure out what's not working. You will find the answer to change. Number two, we need to make change while we can, before the changes makes us. Yeah, that makes sense. It is so much better to initiate change ourselves than being a passive spectator in our own life and let buildings fall. We are caught up in a whirlpool of changes, and our attitude towards our life are affected by our ability to embrace change. It's important to have calm and relaxed mind. Number three, self-pity are counterproductive. No. Don't blame yourself. Nothing is going to change. It's a negative energy. Don't even blame the circumstances. It's time for you to set the clear goals, objective, and guidelines, and strive hard to achieve those in your life. The number four and the last one, I think. Yeah, I don't have many in my mind right now. So yeah, last one. Uncertainty that accompany change always cause fear and insecurity. Yes, everybody feel fear and insecurity from the change, but it's just that they want to take that risk. This is the time to gather all the negativity and put it in one direction, that is action. Nothing will be more fruitful if we keep brewing in our own fear and insecurity. It is the time to embrace change and march ahead with as much control as possible. It's simple, you have to choose today or never. I really hope this creates a signature in your mind. I really hope you take away something from this episode that will help you change your life. Thank you so much for tuning in. You can go ahead and tell your friends about this podcast. Look out for more episodes every Saturday. I hope you have a great week ahead. This is Bishnu Chaudhary signing off.